I want to tell you about a reoccurring dream I've had over the weekend. I didn't want to put it in a diary. I didn't want to write it down anywhere because, I don't know, I feel kind of dirty having had this dream. But I need to get it out of my system somehow. So this is why this is gonna exist. It's gonna be bad and it's not scripted or anything. But I thought I'd share. So there's this guy who is in one of my classes, and he and I have never really talked before. Basically, we know each other by name, and that's it. And I just find him so attractive. I think he's so handsome and good looking, and I just have a weird, not crush on him, but I'm so attracted to him. It's ridiculous. Well, over the weekend, I had a dream and he was in it. I dreamt that we were over at his place, probably stuttering or something, and we end up kissing on his couch, and it seems just really cute and, you know, so cliche that two students who share a class end up kissing. At some point, one of his hands start trailing the outside of my thigh, and he sort of starts grabbing a bit of my hip, and it feels really good. Like, he has these really big hands, and he's sort of, the way he's gripping me sort of makes my hip rot a bit. Anyways, his other hand then moves from behind my ear just to below my jawline and sort of sits around the front of my neck, like right in my throat. And he's not choking me, but he's sort of holding me there. And it's so simple, but I just feel so dominated the second he does that. Like, the whole scene just shifts, and it's no longer this cutesy imagination of me kissing a really cute boy. This is all of a sudden him slowly dominating my body. He keeps kissing me and I keep kissing him, and the grip around my neck tightens. He starts leaning in, beckoning me to lie down on my back, and he sort of slots himself in between my legs. So now he has a hand around my throat and a hand gripping at my outer thigh and hip, while he's slotted his own body in between my legs and is fully overpowering me at this point on the sofa. And then he moves his hand that has my thigh up, and he sort of grabs at both my hands and lifts them above my head and holds them there. And he effectively just renders me completely helpless against him. And he does this while retaining almost a sweet and an innocent kiss, as if what he's doing is not completely and utterly just sexual and pure, I don't even know, like just dominance. And he hasn't said a word yet. He's completely wordlessly just commanded that I just follow his instruction without question. I don't know if that makes sense. I feel like that sentence didn't make sense. He moves the hand he has around my throat down to my hip now. So he has my hands in, like my arms above my head in one hand, and his other hand has now trailed down to my hip, and he's sort of grabbing around and underneath my hip so he can lift me up into his groin and sort of grind me into him. And he starts kissing at my neck and my throat now that that's exposed, because his hand was there previous and it's not now. And it just feels really good. Like, I remember the night I had this dream, I could physically feel him kissing around my jawline and just underneath my ear, and it just felt so real and it felt so good. And just the way he was using his hand to almost lift my whole pelvis up into him, and I could feel him getting harder and harder underneath his pants. He was grinding himself into me, and he was using his hands to grind me up into him so we could sort of meet in a sort of in a wavy motion, and it felt really good. At one point he sort of sits back up, and he brings me up with him, and we end up standing, and we're in the middle of the room near my doorway, and we start back up with kissing. And this time I'm closer to a wall, and he cradles my face in his hands, and I keep sort of tugging at his shirt because I just want it off. I just want to undress him completely. I just want him to take me at that point. I'm desperate for it at that point. But he just keeps like taking my hands in his hand and like putting them behind my back with his arm and keeping me fixed up against the wall. Like, he keeps completely wordlessly taking charge of me in this whole scenario. And it's so sexy. Like, it just turns me on so much. While I'm pressed up against the wall, I get the idea to sink down to my knees, because if he won't let me use my hands to undress him, maybe he will undress himself a bit if I encourage him. So I start pawing at his cock through his trousers, and I start giving like little kisses along the bare bit of skin between his shirt and his pants. And he takes his belt off and he lets me unbutton his trousers and sip the zipper down and pull his trousers down. And he's just there in his pants now. And I start kissing the outline of his cock, and like he's completely hard, and I feel really powerful that I've made him hard without really touching him yet. But I also feel so excited at the just knowing that at the end of the day, he's in complete control of what's gonna happen, and I don't know what's gonna happen. I sort of tease him outside of his boxers, both with my hands and with my mouth, and I pull his pants down and his cock just springs free, and I start carefully like running my hand up and down his cock and kissing around his thighs and just below his belly button and scratching along his inner thigh with my nails, and he leans in above me and rests his hand, like he rests on a hand and on his forearm up against the wall, and he's sort of looking down at me, and I take his cock in my mouth and I look back up at him, and he's just completely hunched over me, just looking down at me with his mouth slightly open, while I start to take his cock in and out of my mouth, and I sort of follow my mouth with my hand because he's really big and I struggle to take all of him, but the more slick I get him, you know, his saliva, the easier it gets for me, and the less I need to follow my mouth with my hand, and the more I can just use my hands to like tease his thighs and to lightly hold and cup his balls, and at that point he reaches down with his arms and grabs at my arms, and he holds both my hands above my head, and he pushes me a little bit back so my back is flat up against the wall behind me while I'm still on my knees, and my arms are above my head in his hands, and he starts just thrusting into my face. Like, he starts fucking my throat, and it makes me so wet to just think about it. Like, the way he's completely, like, he has me just at his mercy in that position with my arms above my head. There's nothing I can do, and he's just fucking my face, and I have like saliva just drooling down my chin, down to my chest, and it's so messy. And I can feel the head of his cock just hit the back of my throat over and over and over again. And he's panting above me and looking down at me. And all I can do is just look up at him and try to catch my breath between him thrusting his cock down my throat And in the end, he sort of let go of my hands. He takes both of my hands in his hand, so he has my wrists in one hand, and his free hand he sort of holds in my hair and keeps me still while he presses his cock all the way down my throat. And he just grabs my hair so hard and just holds me still while he comes down my throat. And there's nothing I can do other than just sputter and sort of gasp for air. And when he finally pulls out, he tugs at my hair and makes me look up at him. And he just tells me to swallow. And I'm looking back up at him, and I have saliva and cum all over my mouth and chin, and it's dripping down to my chest, and it's slightly on the floor, and it's just a mess. And I swallow everything I possibly can, and I wipe my face with my hand and lick the back of my hand clean for him. And he just calls me good girl and sort of pats the side of my face in almost like a gentle slap. I'm not sure if women can have orgasms in their sleep, but I know I woke up and felt like I'd been teased physically right to the edge of an orgasm, just right to the brink, as close as humanly possible to orgasm, but not quite there. And it felt like I'd been teased that way and edged that way all night. So most of Saturday morning was spent just reliving that dream and taking care of a very edged pussy. Yeah.